The theater is so difficult. There's so many things out there and so many people trying to express themselves through the theater. And it's not a very welcoming place because of all the problems. So I think it's just been a place where women have had to, you know, they've had to fight their way in and they've had to prove themselves. One thing that women are never allowed to do is sort of fail.
Absolutely.
Nobody should have to bear those burdens.
As you said, Julia, we're sitting here with two people who have broken through this, but how do we do what's been done in the law and in medicine and in other fields? Is there a formula?
Women have to have courage to go for it, and they have to have perseverance because it's hard. You have to stay with it. You have to write. You have to direct. You have to go out of town. You have to, you know, it's a long haul. And they just have to accept that and know that the rewards are there and the theater needs them. Mm-hmm. And it can happen if they persist and keep going.
Yeah.
I really thought that, you know, theater has to have more than just one half of the population speaking for us all. So I started the project to see that would take place.
The Women's Project is about the future of the theater, and all we really want is that women should take their place in the theater. And I think that's happening, and it makes me very proud. And the Women's Project is about the playwrights and the directors who work.